Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's Friday. You ain't got nothing to do. Come on through and hang out with us at Twin Peaks, man. We're up here in Kennesaw. Tinker just showed up. A few of our other listeners are out here.
Aki just rolled in, our boy. I was just telling our other guys the story about the time we were playing golf, and the kids thought that Aki was Charles Barkley. Now, Aki does look like a shorter Charles Barkley, but again, Charles Barkley's at 6'1".
Yes, correct.
And we were playing at the Frog in Billerica. This is during COVID. And these kids saw us, and we were all smoking cigars. And, you know, we're wearing nice golf outfits. So I guess the kids thought we were somebody special. And so as we go by the kids the first time, I go, hey, man, don't hassle Charles, okay? So fast forward about 2 holes later, we see them coming around the bend. They got a basketball. So a kid gets on his phone and starts looking up what Charles Barkley's
signature
on eBay. And he literally signs 2 basketballs.
Those kids.
We didn't have the heart to tell them.
They don't know. Nope. They don't know. That's awesome. Man, we went to the golf course today and ran into Charles Barkley. Really?
No, I mean, but here's the thing. You might run into Charles
at
the Frog.
No, you might.
You might find him there.
That's true. Hey, man, as we get ready for another weekend of football, college football playoff starts tonight, we're going to talk to you about that because the Alabama-Oklahoma game is front and center tonight. Mm. Tomorrow, early start. Roll out of the rack, have a drink, do whatever you do, and get ready for an early contest between Texas A&M at home against Miami. Mike said it. I'd love to see that game at night, but it's not going to happen. It's the early afternoon game tomorrow, and then obviously we get into the other two games. The Oregon game, Mike, is the one game I'm not going to say I don't have any interest in, but I expect to at some point click and see the score and go, well, that's what I expected.
It's the only game, and Brandon Lang was on with Steakhouse today.
Yeah.
Again, the guy that's 2 for the Money, that movie was Matthew McConaughey and Pacino. Not a great movie, but he has an interesting life. They just screwed up the movie.
Yeah.
But based on him as a handicapper, he said of all the games, and again, everybody won by double digits last year, all the favorites, the home teams. He does think, though, that of all the teams, James Madison probably the most likely to make it 19 and not 21.5 and maybe backdoor it.
I agree. Listen, I don't disagree with that. I do think the tough task of going to play Oregon at home. Now, the only team to really handle them at home, you know, outside of conference was Indiana. And when you talk about going up there in that environment, it's going to be interesting to see how James Madison handles it. But I also think there's a lot of unknowns about James Madison. Most people around the country did not watch a James Madison game this year. And a lot of people don't think they deserve this opportunity to even be one of these teams in the college football playoff. But outside of that, I am interested in the other three games. And if Oregon does somehow, if they were to be upset, and it's probably not going to happen, it would be one of the monster upsets of a long time in college football. It's what we are in this for, but I don't think that's going to happen tomorrow. Matter of fact, I think it's more likely, Mike, to pick Miami to upset Texas A&M at home than it is anything else.
Now, again, nothing to do with Carson Beck, who's been good, bad, and ugly in his last couple of years, both at Georgia and at Miami. But, I mean, I just think, you know, Elko has been preaching it, and, like, I thought they just made some three critical mistakes in the Texas game.
They got exposed.
And I don't know if they're generally exposed. I think that your quarterback, and I say your,
Arch Manning,
got better and better, and I think that was probably Sark's best game.
It was.
Soup to nuts as far as coaching it, adjusting on the fly. But I don't think Miami's got that brain power on the sideline, and I think they can get after Carson Beck, and we'll see. But I don't know. I think Miami on the road, and that weird 11 o'clock start.
That is.
Weirder for, are they more used to it at A&M at College Station?
No, not at all. Everybody's complaining about this, by the way. They don't set the time, but everybody's like, give us a 3 o'clock. 11 Central?
But this is the thing. When you decide to put this together, and again, once you play it after New Year's, you can play a Tuesday night game. You could. You could move this thing back. There's lots of ways you could massage this. You know, you could even go Thursday. Not everybody watches stuff on Amazon Prime. You could have even done it Thursday night and gone toe-to-toe with Amazon Prime. But to go against the NFL and the Eagles are playing, you know, that's always going to be big-time TV. So I'm with you. The game, this one tonight, you know, that's a nighttime game. But the Miami A&M game, that should be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. But it won't be.
No, it won't be. Hey, man, coming up, it's something we don't have that other teams do. And right now, by this point, we thought we would know. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about that. But right now,
you're the master of the teases. Now you've intrigued me. And I've got the sheet. I know I have my sheet together. I know what the show's about. But even now, I don't know. I'm like, wow, I'm really interested in what you're talking about.
Find out. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes. Let's get to 4th and 1. Did Matthew Stafford wrap up the MVP last night? Two more weeks to play for them. But he was 29 of 49, 457, 3 touchdowns. He didn't turn it over. And Puka was incredible last night, Mike.
Oh, my God.
12 receptions for 225?
Yeah. Tell me about it. I'm going up against him in fantasy.
Oh, he's on the opposing
team.
Dare
I say I'm not winning the kitty this year.
How many points did he put up last night?
On the Yahoo format, I can tell you right now. Is it? Takes a chance to reset in last night. Yeah, oh, my God. Between Matthew Stafford and Puka, 46.5 points for Puka, 36.8 for Matthew Stafford.
Brutal.
Yeah, needless to say, I'm done.
Yeah, that's
tough. I rolled the dice, Carl, you asked me earlier.
About the tight end.
I rolled the dice with Colby Parkinson, who had 6 touchdowns the last 4 weeks. Nothing. 2 drops. Nothing. I'm dead in the water. I am. You know when they get to percentages? Right now, they're giving me a 16% chance to win. Might as well give me a blindfold and a cigarette. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, man. It sounds like when we do those Falcon percentages as the season moves along, and we're like, we still have an 18% chance.
It was down to 3%. We still had people going, no, I believe. Now we're at 0. The thing, though, about Puka Nacua, he was the only weapon. Devontae Adams was out.
He was.
And it's just a credit to Sean McVay and that offense. And that guy's a rock star. He apologized for doing the dance move, which some took as anti-Semitic. He is going to get docked by the NFL for his comments about the refs, which, as I said to Brian McFadden, is, I think, valid. It's been crazy stuff we've seen the last few years by the NFL officials.
$25,000. They are fining him.
I thought it'd be more. I guess he got off easy.
I just saw this pop up. I want to say it's $25,000. Yeah, and listen. This whole thing, you know, the apology, and he said he didn't know this dance represented what he didn't know. And Mike and I always talk about this. You know, there is something to be said, and I think, Mike, generationally speaking,
right,
that there are a lot of things that folks don't realize how they relate to other people, culturally or otherwise. And, you know, everything's on social media now. Everything is on digital. And so when you go on these podcasts, or you're on a live stream or whatever you're doing, and you do something, there is no taking it back. It's already out there, right? And so this happened. But I think Puka Nacua, from everything that I've heard about, you know, what kind of person he is, I think he's sincere. And I don't think he knew. But It's no excuse.
No, I like the player. I mean, rubbing your hands together? I mean, come on. Anyway, but regardless,
correct.
He was streaming a video, which I thought was funny, saying, look, I'm making about $500,000 right now. I'm on my rookie deal, and I wasn't a first-round pick. I don't have enough money right now to buy a house. Now, you could take a loan out if you wanted. I like that, though. He's not living on credit.
No.
But eventually, if you want to talk about a guy who's going to get paid, he's electrifying. And, I mean, the dude is that issue aside, very charismatic, and he's got the look. That'll be a guy in a couple of years. He's been making some big money on Madison Avenue.
$25,000 for his comments about officiating that came out today. All right, man.
Yes, Stafford, 40 touchdowns, 5 picks, MVP.
I'm with you. That's how I feel. I mean, like, last night it was – they didn't lose because of Matthew Stafford. He kept them in the game, and the one thing you could say is they didn't score touchdowns in the red zone when you have to kick field goals. But that's not a function solely of Matthew Stafford.
No, but the defense, if you're the Rams and you're the offensive side of the ball, when Puka has that touchdown, they're all dapping each other up, and the Seattle goes right down the field.
Right down the field.
If I'm Matthew Stafford, I can look at the guys on that defense, Jared Verse, and guys, look, I spotted you a 14-point lead. Hold it. They couldn't do it.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not counting Josh Allen out. I know he's the other guy. He's not having the kind of season he had last year. But with his team in position to be back in the playoffs and a chance to maybe win the AFC again, I think over the next 2 weeks, Josh Allen, if he balls out, Mike, has a real chance to impress the voters. They get the Bill or the Browns this weekend, and then I think they finish with the Ravens. And that Ravens game is going to be huge. That's a big game as we close the season. So I still think he's got a chance to improve. Eagles is the game I'm thinking of.
Right.
Next Sunday, the 28th, after Christmas, and then the Jets. So he's got a chance to prove, you know, between the Browns and the Jets and the Eagles, maybe he's the MVP.
The Steelers, I mean, both teams have one tough opponent left of their final three games. In the case of the Steelers, they got to play Detroit, who's right now technically out of the NFC. They are a full game behind. So we'll see where that goes. I just love the idea of all the crap Aaron Rodgers, and I'm one of the guys who piles on, now has a chance to maybe make that final run. Because when you look at the quarterbacks, you said it earlier with Brian McFadden. Josh Allen's the only guy you just mentioned has got the juice. Nothing against Trevor Lawrence, but he's the only other guy with a playoff start compared to these other guys.
Yeah, the Bo Nix.
Now, Bo Nix did have one last year for the Broncos.
He did, but their offense, they just don't produce enough for me, and I don't know if they'll need to with the way their defense is playing. Can you believe the Broncos are 12-2? I mean, it's hard for me to even look at that and go, am I missing something? But you're right. Jacksonville, Steelers, if you told me in a one-game matchup, whether it's wild card or otherwise, divisional round, yeah, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers. I'm taking Aaron Rodgers in that game over any of these other quarterbacks.
If Watt can get healthy with that lung situation, yep. Doctor, I think I went too far. I can't breathe. Yeah, that was the dry needling, the procedure that got him jammed up.
Hey, man, come on out here, man. Big shout-out to all of our listeners who stopped by today here at Twin Peaks.
Yeah, man, Twin Peaks, Kennesaw. It is National Ugly Sweater Day. So if you got one, I forgot, I apologize. I got that Maker's Mark ugly sweater. I should have worn it.
I love it.
Twin Peaks, Kennesaw, free chips and queso with a $25 purchase. Santa's helpers dressed up. The ladies are doing their thing, so come on down. They want to meet you. I'm not you. You.
You. You. All right, when we return, we should already know. And there are other teams around the league right now that we are envying because they know. But we don't. Find out what we're talking about next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. Mike and I were just talking about Jake Paul fighting Joshua tonight.
I'm really, really rooting for Joshua to beat the snot out of him.
Well, I want somebody to knock Jake Paul out. That's why I was so excited about Tyson until I saw him come out there with them knee braces. And I was like, this is a wrap.
Right. Now, which one is this? Logan is – which one does the WWE?
Logan – no, Jake Paul, right?
Which one is which?
Jake does the WWE. I think Logan is his brother. If I'm correct, somebody correct me on this. But, yeah, I think Jake's wrestling right now as well.
Because I think I was talking about this in Guy Talk. Yeah, it's Jake. Logan does the WWE. Jake is against Anthony Joshua. We were just lamenting the fact we talked about this before you went on vacation.
Yeah.
We wanted to see the fight that we never got.
Oh.
When we were seeing Bomb Squad with Dante Wilder with Tyson Fury.
Fury.
And we had three of those fights. We only needed one, maybe two. Meanwhile, he never fights. We never get the Fury
beat him up.
We never get the Fury Joshua fight, whether they're going to do it at Wembley or Vegas.
Yep.
And now we got this, which is like, you know what? I'll find this on YouTube, you know, after somebody puts it up there, because I'm not going to
watch this when
I got Oklahoma, Alabama.
No. I mean, look, the Netflix thing with Mike Tyson is the only reason I watched it, because I was already paying for it. But if you told me, like, you know, old school, I had to pay $89.99, I'm not doing it.
No, and I do like, look, it's fun to have some of that stuff. I love boxing, just not this. I like professional boxing, this exhibition crap.
But the crazy thing is, Jake Paul, a lot of people have said with the people he's fought, some legitimate fighters, some UFC guys, that they're considering him now, Mike, as a legitimate fighter. Like, this is not exhibition anymore. Like, he's beating guys up. The Tyson thing,
he's fighting older MMA guys, which is different. But, but here's the thing now. Unless Joshua is such a payday, you can fill in the blanks, that he just allows, because he's got the reach advantage. He should smoke this guy inside of a minute.
He should. We'll see. We were just talking about that. I'll tell you what else we're talking about. Got a little envy going on. Because as you look around the league, a lot of teams already know what they have and where they're going. And we just mentioned the Broncos being 12-2 on the season. They know what they have with Bo Nix. They know where they're going. Say what you want about Jaden Daniels. Injury season, he proved last year what his value is. Jaden's going to be fine. Commanders know what they have. They know where they're going. Mike, when I look at our situation at quarterback, I was hoping by year two of Michael Penix, we knew he wasn't supposed to play in year one, but he did play a little, and we went, oh, okay, this gets us excited. Then year two happens, and I thought by the end of this year we'd feel really good, like some other teams around the league, about their quarterback and where they're going. Mm. Another example of this, guys, is Drake May with the New England Patriots.
Right.
They know what they have. They know where they're going. And right now, we don't. I got a little envy because I'm like, I feel like we should know. I feel like, you know, we should be feeling like some of these other teams right now. C.J. Stroud came onto the scene with the Texans, blew it out of the water, regressed a little bit in year two. Look now, again, has come back and had a really good year.
Right.
I just feel like these young guys, and I'm talking about year zero to year four, there's a bunch of guys in this group, Mike, that teams are very comfortable with where they're at with their quarterback situation. We are not.
No, we've talked about it, guys. I mean, the Kirk Cousins, the $57 million hit. I mean, and most any other year, if you had Michael Penix Jr. had developed this year and you're feeling good about him, you would have then cut Cousins, taken that hit, absorbed it over 2 years, as you pointed out the other day, whether it's a post-June 1 designation, however you do it. But we don't know when Michael Penix Jr. will be ready to go. And it's one thing, and it's something we talked about yesterday. We know that the record recovery is Adrian Peterson, but he was a physical freak. I mean, it may take Patrick Mahomes a while.
That's right.
Because of all the wear and tear on his body with rehab, you know. But in the case of Michael Penix Jr., he's already had multiple knee surgeries on the other knee. So I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. We just, you, me, any Falcon fan listening right now doesn't know who our quarterback is to start the season. And you're seeing all these, you think there's any, yes, there's correlation that all those teams we just talked about last segment and the quarterbacks you just mentioned are leading their teams in the playoffs. And we're going into our eighth year without a trip to the postseason. Because we haven't got quarterback right since Matt Ryan left.
No. You know who's first in the NFC South? Bryce Young.
They may still win. You know what? The way the Bucs looks against us, and the frustration you saw, right, with the ladies' man.
That's right.
With Coach.
Todd Bowles.
I think maybe they are right for winning this division. But if they can win the division, that should make this even three times more painful for Arthur Blank in his postseason evaluation.
I don't disagree. And my point there is Carolina knows what they have. They know where they're going. They benched Bryce last year. Everybody said this kid was done. He comes back. They're 7-7. Tampa 7-7. This thing could go either way. Say what you want. Right now, with 3 weeks left in the season, they're in first place. And so that is my envy right now as I look around the league. I'm not talking about old guys. I'm not talking about the old guys and established guys in this league where you go, well, what about, you know, Geno Smith? I'm not talking about those kind of guys.
Right.
All right? I'm talking about the young group.
Young stars.
That's right. And we right now don't have that. And I love Penix and what his makeup is, but, Mike, on the field, I cannot definitively say he is what Bo Nix is. He is what Drake May is. He is dot, dot, dot. Pick your quarterback.
Right, but that goes back to, and we focus a lot on Raheem Morris and where we are in the offseason. Arthur Blank leaked it to the NFL last week that, you know, and Ian Rappaport had it. He's going to take a long, hard look and evaluate the team.
Oh, and I'm leaving out Caleb Williams.
Right.
And I'm leaving out Williams.
All of a sudden, Caleb Williams, because you know why? You got the right coach, the same guy that interviewed with us. That's really not on us, because Ben Johnson went back to the Lions thinking he had a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Remember, he was a bum last year, though.
Right.
Caleb Williams was a bum. He can't make the throws.
Horrible.
This, that, and the other.
Again, that's on the Bears. Why would you not bring in a new offensive-minded coach? You had a defensive coach. And like, Eberflus seems okay, but he's not a head coach to develop that quarterback, and he didn't have the guy in place either. But getting back to the initial point, I'm talking about this general manager with our organization. Remember I pressed him on why you just didn't roll the dice with Fields, make a trade if you need to go get a stopgap quarterback?
Oh, yeah.
He loved Penix Jr. He may get fired over Penix Jr. because this was a disaster. This thing was a mess. There's, by any metric, any Falcon fan who thought this was a genius, or the rest, I told you guys it was a joke. You see it now. That's something Arthur Blank, when he has his conversations with Raheem Morris, one of those conversations with Fontenot, like. Because you and I said it, for every one good thing that's happened, there's always been one bad thing over the years.
I don't know if the hits are enough to sell him.
Right.
To the owner.
And you got Pierce right.
No,
you
that's
nailed
a hit.
It with Pierce
that's
Jr.
a hit.
Oh, by the way, Squid Billy just hit me up. He said Pierce Jr. a couple weeks ago was listed as questionable. So he has been listed as questionable.
With his foot?
And I don't know if it was the foot, but he has played before.
Okay.
So I said, I don't think I'd seen him as listed as questionable.
Me neither. That's what I said. What happened?
Thanks to Bo Morgan for the hit on
awesome.
That.
Awesome. I said, what happened to Pierce? I thought something had happened while I was gone. I didn't know if anything had happened. But
you were gone 6 months.
Okay.
It may have happened.
Right.
I don't know.
All right. You know what?
He may have had the leg of a Shetland pony replacing his original leg.
I blame Wes Drewham for saying the things he said, insinuating that I had all this time off. It's not true.
Well, you know what the thing is? I'd be at the gym. And my man Gerald, one of the guys, remember the time we did that motorcade with Atlanta Police motorcycle division?
Yes.
This was a Special Olympics rally, and they had all the guys in the police academy jogging to Emory. You and I were in the van.
It was
great. We rode, they ran.
That's right.
But anyway,
we were like, keep running.
Gerald's retired. He sees me at the gym all the time. He goes, what's up with your boy, man? He's going CBS full time? He gone?
Come on.
And he's like, he goes, you know, not taking you with him? Not taking you? No, he's not taking me with him. I go, if Carl's getting syndicated, I think I'll be working with Steak. I think that's where it goes. And Carl will be national. But Joe's like, because he looks at me like deadly serious. He goes, is he going network?
No, man. Can't a brother just take some time off? That's all that happened. But I love it. No, man. It's but I thought something may have happened to James Pierce Jr. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So thanks to Bo Morgan for that. You guys fill us on this? We're going to go into the offseason not knowing. We're not talking about Kirk Cousins. If he comes back, that's great. Right now, it's a big question mark. I'm talking about the future. I'm talking about the next decade. And that is what we don't know. And I'm looking at these other teams, and I'm going, man, they're in such a good spot. Because C.J. Stroud with the Texans and Drake May with the New England Patriots, which is crazy because, Mike, who knows? They may go on another 10-year run. Who knows?
Right.
You know, so Caleb has gotten his stuff together. Bears look legit. All that conversation about him being number one, he looks like a number one overall pick. I just feel like this is the one area that we've got to fix. And I did not think 2 years ago that we'd be talking about fixing the quarterback position again.
Now, again, should we have done? Well, I mean, you could have just, like I said, taken Cousins and then you find that medium, middle of the road, like a Jacoby Brissett, who
Correct.
We're going to see on Sunday
That's
afternoon
right.
against Arizona.
And let Kirk play it out.
Right. And those are your two quarterbacks. And then at some point you can take a flyer on a guy in the second round, or you can step up and do what the Packers. But the Packers did it. They had a level of success. The Packers, granted, McCarthy didn't go back to the Super Bowl. He did go to multiple championship games. But the Packers are living up here.
Yes.
That was my argument last 2 years ago. Who are we to say, oh, no, it's time to reset on the fly for the quarterback when we haven't had a quarterback? I don't get it.
All right, man, plenty more to get to. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to break down some of these college football playoff games and talk about what Georgia has got to do. They await the winner of the Tulane Ole Miss game. That's going to happen Saturday. We'll get into that. But when we come back, we got to get to our picks of the week. Are we calling Day-Day, by the way, Big O? Are we calling him? All right, so Day-Day is out today, but he wanted to be a part of the pick segment. We'll get him on the line. We'll tell you what we like, what we don't like. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell live in Kennesaw at Twin Peaks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's time for the picks of the week. It is Dukes and Bell, and it's been a hell of a season already. Day-Day is off today, but he felt so confident, Mike, in his picks. He wanted to be a part of it today. He's like, call me. So he is on the line, and as he gets on the line, Day-Day, I got to give the records, okay? And we're counting last night, fellas?
We took it in the shorts. Okay. That's the Rams blew a 14-point lead.
Damn
Jared
sure
first, Fisk, you're dead to me.
Damn sure did.
That entire Rams defense. And then you're thinking, okay.
We covered, Mike.
No, it was 1.5.
It was 1.5. It's 1.5.
We were the favorites, Danny.
No,
maybe not familiar
Rams
with how
were,
this
no,
works.
Rams were dogs. Rams
what?
Were dogs.
I thought we were the faves. Carl lost.
No.
Oh, I hate you guys.
Oh, my God. I thought we were the favorites. All of a sudden, now
no.
It's like, now it's casino. No, I thought you was laying.
All
you
right.
Was taking?
All right. So 23-26 for Day-Day.
Oh, my God. You know what? A black cloud has lifted over off of me now. I thought we were the faves last night.
22-27 for Mike with the dub last night. Yeah, hey. 1 point win.
So yeah,
one
Seattle
point
was,
loss, should I say?
Seattle
that's
was
right.
1.5. Yeah, 1.5 point favorite.
Yep.
And look, for the record, we weren't drinking yesterday. We were in studio.
No. Mike, when I got here, Mike goes, man, I can't believe we lost that game last night. And I hadn't thought about it, but it was 1.5. Absolutely.
Right.
All right,
you just
man.
Can't give
first
Carl
of all,
wins, guys. We can't just do that. You know that, right?
Well, you could.
No, but I just thought Rams, I mean, as bad as Seattle looked against the Colts, I just thought Rams 1.5. But happy to be wrong.
Yeah. Well, you pick one up. Both of you guys are 1-0.
Right.
Orrin is 20-28.
We don't have to talk about that. No, we don't.
So that means he is
under.
That means he is in last place.
Loser.
Which
well,
means he gets to give
virtue
us his
of Mike picks. Winning a game last night.
No, I've won. Well, actually, I had a game in hand over you, Turkey.
So. All right. I am 0-1 so far with the pick last night. I had Seattle, by the way. I thought Seattle would win, but that's not how we picked this game. We pick it by the spread. They ultimately do win. It was a great game for those who missed it. Mike and Day-Day are 1-0 to start this weekend. All right, Big O, give us your picks, man. By the way, we pick against the spread, over-under.
Right, right.
We've got the college football playoff. You can pick college bowl games. And, of course, the NFL that's still available. Go ahead.
Just a disclaimer, if you take my picks and you lose, don't call my house mad. I don't want to hear about it. All right. Here we go.
What
here.
You got?
Eagles need a big win this weekend. I think they can clinch the East this weekend, right? So,
yes, I believe you're right.
Yeah, give me the Eagles minus the 7 versus the Commanders.
Okay.
The Lions are rolling kind of right now, and the Steelers, well, they won last week, but T.J. Watt still is missing a lung, so he's not going to play. So give me the Lions minus 7 versus the Steelers. And I don't buy Phillip Rivers having a decent week after he had an average week last week. So give me Robert Saleh and the Niners and at 5.5 points against the Colts. So I got the Eagles minus 7, Lions minus 7, Niners minus 5.5.
I like that bet. I like the 49ers. They generally put up good numbers. The Browns game was kind of curious, but that aside, they generally do beat the inferior opponent.
Yeah, I agree. And with a little desperation, Orr needs some dubs right now, 20-28 on the season. So, all right, we got you down. Day-Day, what you got,
sure.
Man? You got two picks remaining after going 1-0, luckily, last night.
Yeah, and, you know, I thought heavily on the flight, man, about that Alabama. I told you guys I think I wanted to take the over in the Alabama-Oklahoma. I believe it is at 40.5.
It is.
You guys want to double-check, if it's still at 40.5. I like
going
that.
Over?
I still want to run with that. I'm going to take the over in that one. And then my next one I am going to trust that the Bills are going to take care of business impressively this week. Give me the Bills. I believe they're 10.5 favorite this week. Is it the Browns?
You know, this
it is the Browns.
I got to be honest. This is the kind of level of preparation you usually get from me when I'm on vacation.
What you been doing, Day-Day?
Put me in a hotel in Berlin.
Yeah.
You know, about 18 shots into the weekend. I'm Day-Day, man.
In the Mile High City.
Yeah.
So.
So already hit the dispensary? What are we talking about here?
No doubt.
Hit that on the way from the airport.
Bills Browns. Yes, you are right. Bills at Browns.
Yes. So give me the Bills. I think they're going to convincingly take care of business. A lot on the line for them, right? I mean, they're still right there in the mix to possibly win their division. So I think they come out this week and really, you know, again, impressively take care of business. Hopefully, you know, Myles Garrett, even if he gets his sack record, it's not enough to stop the Bills from getting covered.
All right, brother.
Okay, man. Mike, what you got, brother?
Hey, man.
1-0. You two more dubs. You're right back in this thing.
Aggies -3.5. You can't spell scum without UM, Carl.
There's a lot of hatred there.
Yes, there
bit,
is.
And a little bit.
Knowing that we're going to be a two-win team next year, when I say we, that's FSU. So, yeah, I think Carson Beck's college career ends with a tough loss. You know, it's a weird game, as Carl and I said earlier, 11 o'clock Central Time start at College Station. Biggest crowd Miami's played in front of, the home of the 12-man. Coach Saban says they're pumping in fake crowd noise. I think Aggie's going to get after it. I like a -3.5.
Oh, Aggies.
Come on, Aggies.
Y'all are bad. Man.
Granted, it is a cult, a little strange, but I'll roll with that. I liked Oklahoma, but not enough to take. I mean, because you just still have this vision in your mind of Alabama putting something together. But Venables' defense is so good, and they've already beaten Alabama at home. It really comes down to, do you believe in John Mateer putting two games together? I don't. I'm not going to touch it. So I know we talked about it. I teased it, Carl. And I'm going to go with Ole Miss -17.5 over Tulane. Did it once. Do it again. Two coaching staffs in flux. Athletes going to the NFL on one team. One athlete going to the NFL on the other team. I'm going to take Ole Miss -17.5.
It's a good one. But like my man Bone Crusher says, I ain't never scared. I, on the other hand, am going with Oklahoma. And this pains me. Trust me.
Mm.
Only two things come out of Oklahoma. And I'll let you go ahead and describe those
mayonnaise.
Things. But this particular moment in time, I've got to put some money down on Oklahoma, Mike. And it's only one now. I see it. Is it 1.5 or one? What's the number?
I still see it
right
as one.
Now?
Right now I have it.
It's one. It is a pick'em game.
No, excuse me. 1.5, not one.
1.5.
All right.
One
all
and
right.
a half.
I am going to take Oklahoma.
Caesar's Palace has it at 1.5.
All right. I'm going to take Oklahoma. And the reason is because I am a believer in what they did defensively. And I think as much as you can scheme and adjust, being at home is going to be the difference.
So Mateer is just going to be a game manager in this one?
I think so, Mike.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be a superstar. Mm. But,
right.
but
he wasn't the first time.
To run the ball, manage the clock, let your defense work.
Yep.
Right.
You're at
yeah.
home. If Oklahoma does that, they will beat Alabama. And then hopefully we come in here Monday and everybody's talking about DeBoer leaving. All right. With that said, I am going with Oklahoma. Guys, I really got to – I'm telling you, I'm leaning hard. And there's two games I'm leaning hard on. One's an NFL game. One is a college game. And here's the deal.
You asking for our advice?
I'm sorry?
You asking for our advice on which one to pick?
No. I'm just simply saying – Old Miss and their entire offensive staff is eventually leaving to go join Lane Kiffin.
Mm.
But
mm-hmm.
they're all there right now. This is the same offensive staff that devised the game plan to destroy Tulane earlier this season. This is why I really love Old Miss to cover the 17.5. And, oh, by the way, their team is intact. Nobody's bailed.
Right.
Nobody's left. Nobody has said, I'm not playing in this college football playoff because Lane Kiffin left. So all of a sudden, I'm looking at this and I'm going, the quarterback's there, their star running back is healthy.
They won by 35 in September.
I really like Ole Miss in this game, and it's not because of anything outside of the fact that the entire offensive staff outside of Lane is still there for the most part. The other game I'm leaning at, and I haven't picked it yet, Mike, I'm not sure which way I want to go, is this Texans-Raiders game.
Jump on the Texans.
It's 14.5.
Jump on it.
And the Texans have one of, if not the best defenses in the National Football
League.
Jump
on it, baby.
Man.
Get
They're
it.
Rolling.
Raiders
it,
yeah. can't do a damn thing.
Take it. I looked at
no,
it too,
can't.
Man.
They can't do a thing. So which one is more convincing? Do you like the 17.5 with Ole Miss to beat Tulane again? Mm. Or do you like the Texans 14.5 to
Any
cover at home?
Given Sunday in the National Football League, I gotta go college. I go Ole Miss.
That's how I feel. I'm going Ole Miss. Put me down. Put me down for Ole Miss, man. And by the way,
right, that's two of y'all going for Ole Miss now.
But by the way, what if they are they do they have a chance to see because Georgia gets the winner?
Yes, Georgia gets Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl.
What
yes.
happens in that game? That's going to be interesting.
I think Georgia's defense is better. I think Georgia wins by 10.
Okay.
Just don't
that's going
to
be
New Orleans, though. That's a tough place for New Orleans. Yeah. Georgia didn't travel, but to get
and remember,
Ole
Georgia was down at
redemption,
home against these guys.
As Mike Griffith told us last week, redemption for Georgia after last year against Notre Dame. Different team, more physical, better defense. Gunner's throwing things all over the place.
Okay. What you got, Dad? What were you saying?
Well, not only that, I was going to say, not only that, the way Kirby was cursing out all of Athens last earlier this week.
It was embarrassing. He was embarrassed.
He was calling out coaches, too. Was it just players?
Yeah, everybody getting it from Kirby.
By the way, I kind of hope we do get the Ole Miss Georgia rematch.
Hell yeah.
Right? Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, Tulane.
Well, that's a TV show I'd want to watch. Yes. Not Tulane getting their butts whipped again by Ole Miss.
They're
so we'll
the
see.
Biggest game in the state of Mississippi history, guys, this weekend. And,
Is that what they're saying?
Miami. Yeah, tickets are like $450 to get in, too. It's not a cheap ticket to get in to see this game either.
I'm going cha cha. And I'm paying top dollar because I don't sit in the bleeds.
Of course you are. Sure you are. Hey, man. Appreciate you guys. Day-Day, enjoy your trip in Denver, man. Glad you were able to call in and get your picks in. And we'll see what happens. Monday we will review. Are you in Monday or are you still out?
I'll still be out, but don't worry. Don't worry. I will be available even if. No, there is no if. I will be available to talk about my 3-0 weekend.
Wait. We have a developing story. Hold on. Day-Day. Coach Summerall's dad passed away.
Stop it.
He just put the tweet out earlier today. God gave us more time with Dad than we thought we would. He left this earth last night with Mom by his side. Now you got emotions with Summerall and Tulane.
That's UAB all over again, Day-Day.
I was about to say
We went through with Chris Morton's son.
It's true.
Coaching UAB.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Against the Memphis, yeah.
All right, switch me and Carl over to Houston over the Raiders. Switch us over to Houston over the Raiders. I speak for you on this. Put us on the Texans.
Okay. He's got a valid point.
All right, put us over on H-Town. H-Town down. It's in Houston, right?
It is.
Yeah, Raiders going to get their ass kicked.
It is. They're 2-12. Yeah. The Raiders are terrible.
I don't want any of that mojo about Dad's spirit. Uh-oh. We've seen this happen.
No,
this before.
You know what? Real, man.
Well, and here's the deal. They may play a hell of a first half, and it may be good enough for them to cover.
Right.
So,
well, as I said, Brandon Lang was on with the Steakhouse, the gambling expert. He thought of the four games, the only one he gave a prayer to covering was the James Madison backdoor late in the game against Oregon.
All right, I'm with that. Mm. Now I'll go the other way. That's a developing story. I did not know that either.
Now, I was just texting with Nicole Orbach, and because I was busting her chops, like, no, these teams don't deserve to be there.
Yeah,
and that story just dropped. So yeah, let's avoid that one.
All right,
get away.
Well, then, listen, and if Ole Miss blows doors, so be it. But Mike's right. That emotion.
I don't want any part of that juju.
Yeah. So what do you take?
That emotional juju is real, guys.
I know that the spiritual journey of a family and a father motivating his players over his dad. Trump's a really crappy Raiders team, which we know can lay an egg on the road in Houston.
Yeah, so you're going to do what's the 14.5 now, Mike? The Houston over
Yes. Correct. Both of us. Yes, sir.
All right.
That's the game. That's the other game that I was heavily on. I just didn't know if I wanted to lean Ole Miss or Texans. Right. All right. Good stuff, man. Day-Day, enjoy. We got a lot more to get to.
All right, man.
Be safe, bro.
Have fun, man. Bring me something back Colorado.
Don't you dare pack that. Don't you dare bring Mike anything back, all right?
See, I packed it back from Vegas.
Job, Mike. I kind of want to show up.
You can
Tuesday.
Pack this. Are you wrapping in some socks? Come on, man.
What are we doing right now, guys?
We're basically telling customs Atlanta Hartsfield security.
It's going to have to be
be on the lookout for Day-Day is what you're doing.
That man has children, Carl, in private school.
My name is Maurice Anderson. Anderson.
Orin's making it sound like they got like a cadre of German shepherds waiting to smell his bag.
What are you talking about?
Private school.
Those flights from Denver, as soon as you come off, they're like, sir, I need to see you over here.
You're making it sound like he's flying from Medellin. He's flying from freaking Denver.
This kid made our region this year, Mike. We don't want to mess that up.
Hey, man. You say it's for medicinal purposes. Show me your knees.
You know what? Since you packed it last time, I want you to pack it the next time you go.
Dude, I packed a lot of stuff.
Pack some stuff for me next time.
I'm on it, Joe.
All right? Since you packing it, I want to see this. All right, Day-Day, man. We got to run. We got to go, bro. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. All right, man. Coming up, we're going to talk more college football. The Dogs obviously getting ready to take on that winner, as we said, Tulane and Ole Miss. We got some guy talk coming up a little bit earlier than normal because Steve Kuhn is going to join us, Hawks CEO. Trey made his return last night, which was good. We lost was bad. Spurs in town tonight. Is that going to be good or bad? We'll get into all of that and more coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.